Now joined here with assistant coach here for the Scott City Beavers and Jim Turner. Coach, congratulations. You guys got another nice victory tonight. Took care of business early and often against Russell.
Yeah, they're a really young team. You know, so they're trying to build a little bit, starting a few freshmen. And I think they only got three seniors on the field maybe. So thought our guys played pretty well, you know, executed pretty well with our blocking up front. And backs ran hard.
That they did. And, guys, seemed like it was the theme of the night on offense, three-play drives. I counted about three or four scoring drives tonight where he had at least three plays. But execution was there. And it was nice to see a lot of seniors get touches here on senior night.
Yeah, we tried to get all of them in, you know, and let them kind of carry the ball. I think got Warren in the backfield there. Evan was running the ball late in the game, you know. So try to get them all in the game and let them get on the field. The last, you know, regular season home game for them, senior night and all. We got another one coming up as far as the home game. But, you know, senior night they got recognized before the game, and then try to get them out on the field a little bit, get them recognized out there. But kind of don't. We'll find out tomorrow more about Paco, how he's feeling. But you know, kind of had that ankle injury, and hopefully that's not too severe because sure need him on the field.
Absolutely, yeah. How about his interception? That kind of wore him out, I would think. But he's good enough to go for one more play.
That's where he kind of got his ankle too. He kind of tweaked a little bit, and then it got a lot worse a couple plays later. But you know, he made some nice cuts on that. Got some really nice blocks from some people. Chris Pounds picked one up early. I think it was Chris, and then Keegan got one later down the field. But they did a nice job, and he was bobbing, weaving all over the field. That's good for Paco.
Once again, assistant coach Jim Turner joining us here tonight, and you guys played pretty much your second team in there the whole second half, and you know they had some pretty nice couple three drives there.
Yeah, they moved the ball a little bit on us, and you know, we did have some second team guys in there, but we wanted them to step up and play, and I think we ended up stopping them down there on the one after they got down the field on a couple really big plays on us, and kind of tightened up a little bit and did better, made some better tackles, which, you know, missed a few tackles early in that drive, and just kind of part of it's not being on the field very much and kind of getting used to the speed, so they did a much better job.
Well, you have a short turnaround here. It's that time of the year where it's the Thursday, Tuesday, and hopefully Saturday. Tuesday you'll be here, and it looks like it's going to be against Lake. And it's been a couple of years since Scott City's played the Bronx, and that was in district play. They're up big on Southwestern Heights, and Holcomb has struggled early against Cimarron. They're up by 20 in the third quarter, but it looks like it's going to be Lake and coming to town here Tuesday night.
Yeah, I think there were some crazy things that had to happen for them to not come play us. But, yeah, we haven't seen them in a few years. Kind of going to run the wing tee at us a little bit, which we're used to seeing because that's we run some of that too. So, you know, hopefully it'll be a good game. They got a really quick back in the McAtee kid. The quarterback throws the ball well, and, you know, they've had a really good year. So we're going to have to play well and, you know, execute well up front as far as us moving the ball. But defensively, we're going to have to tackle well and really, you know, really get after the McAtee kid's a good running back.
Yeah, I think they'll be coming in winning three of their last four games here in 5-4, and should be an interesting one here Tuesday night. And Coach, once again, thanks for joining me here, and we'll see you around next week.
All right, thank you.